Take your Bible and look at Psalm 19. Psalm 19. I'm going to use the screen. I know the screen sort of, it looks just a little funny because the decorations are under it and it makes that screen come out a little further. But let's look at Psalm 19 for a minute. And keep your Bible handy. We'll go to some places and we'll look at something here. Psalm 19 and verse number 1. And the Bible says, is everybody there? Psalm 19. All right. The Bible says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork." Verse 2 says, "Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the sun." And of course, verse 5, "Which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race." Now, what I want you to notice is, in verse 19, it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth forth His handiwork." Let's go to the Lord in word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, once again, I know we've prayed already, but Lord, can't pray enough. And I pray that you'd bless the Bible study. I hope, pray, everybody, good singing, and I've been good singing. And so, Lord, I pray that you'd help me not to mess nothing up, and Lord, that we'd have something we can go out of this place and rejoice about looking into the heavens. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The heavens declare the glory. Now, I believe we're living in a generation to where more than ever, everybody's looking down. You cannot go many places to where, especially, you can't even go at the dinner table now, and this is what people are doing. Now, I know y'all saw me doing that a while ago, but I was turning the air down. And now you got technology. I'm for tech. I love technology. I love it. But this is what we're doing nowadays. We're always looking down. We got iPhones, iPads, and everybody's looking down. Well, Psalm 19 says the heavens are trying to tell you something. And the only way that you're going to be able to hear from heaven is to look up. And the devil has got us so... Now, I'm not saying go home, throw your cell phone away, your iPad away. I ain't saying that. I'm saying take time just to look up and see what the heavens might be trying to tell you. The word declare, to inscribe, to detail. So the heavens has got something to say. Now, verse 2 says, the daytime, day unto day, utter a speech. The daytime tells you something. And night unto night showeth knowledge. You want to learn something? You go out there, a clear black night. You go out there and look up and just see. You don't believe in God? You don't believe in God? Just take a minute, go outside, and the stars are shining bright, and the moons are glowing there, and you just look up. And if you can say beyond a shadow of a doubt, there is no God, there's something wrong with you. The daytime will tell you that it's saying something to you. And then look here, and verse number 4, "Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." You know what that means? Hey, what better way? If God wanted to tell you a story, what better way than to write it in the sky? And the only way you're going to get that story is if you... look up. Amen. Take time. Don't always be looking down. Tell your kids. I have to get on to mine all the time, and I have to get on to myself. We eat lunch, and boy, here we go. I mean, the kids up. Would you please? Can we eat for 30 minutes? Without a stupid phone. Take your Bible and look at Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. And I stay on the phone about as bad as anybody. Sometimes I feel like it's glued to the side of my head. But sometimes you just got to take the phone off the hook. Don't answer it. Hey, it won't hurt to hit ignore. You can call them back. Amen. I don't like when people ignore me. Well, just, you know, I'll call you back when I got time. I may be reading the Bible early in the morning. And the devil knows you're going to read the Bible at a certain time every day, and he'll have somebody call you. Oh, I got to take this. This is my friend. If I don't take this, I might get deleted on Facebook. Delete me, hallelujah. Verse 14, Genesis 1 and 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Now you say, what is a firmament? A firmament is just an open expansion, just of air. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for what? And for what? And for what? And for what? You've got four things there. You ever took an IQ test? And they give you four things, and you have to pick one that doesn't belong there. Out of that four, tell me what don't belong there. Signs. Signs where? The heavens declare. They say something. They declare the glory of God. And the firmament showeth forth His handiwork. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 14 says, the lights in the firmament, they tell you something. They're for signs. They're for seasons, they're for days, and they're for years. And verse 15 says, and let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Verse 16 says, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. And He made the... Watch this. If this doesn't do something for you, watch. God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, that's the what? And the lesser light to rule the night. Oh, and by the way, I made the stars too. Not a big deal. And you're worried about your problem. He made the stars also. That's all He said about them. Isn't that something? Let me show you another verse of Scripture. Look at Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, and then we'll move on. I want to get to something, and hopefully it'll be interesting to you. I hope it does. Don't raise your hand, but y'all ever read your horoscope? Those horoscopes are based on the signs in the heavens. The 12 signs. There's 48 different constellations. And these signs, your horoscope, your wonder horoscope. You read your horoscope and you're going to meet some tall, dark, and handsome dude tomorrow. You're going to bump into him at the grocery store. It's almost like reading your fortune cookie, and we do it for fun. You read your fortune cookie, but here, let me say something to you. We have done something to what is written in the sky, and we've changed those signs in the sky to make it all about me and not about the person that put the signs in the sky. You say, preacher, you got a verse for it. I do. Romans chapter 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from where? Heaven, against all ungodliness, unrighteous men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God hath to show it unto them.
Watch verse 20. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are what? Even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, and people have asked me before, they've looked and they say, well, what about so-and-so on the backside of so-and-so that hadn't got a Bible, hadn't ever heard? If they'll look up, the heavens will declare the glory of God. I'm for having a Bible. Thank the Lord we got one. But if somebody will just take time to stop looking down and look up, the things of the creation are clearly seen by the things that are made by God. And so every man in this world is without excuse. You're not without excuse. All you got to do is look up. You're without excuse. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? Watch this, verse number 23. And change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. You know what the devil has done? He's taken the signs in the heavens and made them all about you instead of what they were intended to be there for, and that was to declare the glory of God. We read our horoscope, we read, and I don't, but I'm saying that's what people do, and sometimes you do it for fun just to see if something's going to, and the devil will use that, and he'll make you bump into somebody at the grocery store, and you'll say, oh, my horoscope is right, and then you'll read it tomorrow, and then you'll find, and the devil will play on that, and everything is about you, and we look at the signs, and we say, well, I was born January 18, that makes me a Capricorn, so I'm not supposed to marry anybody that's so, and so when you start dating somebody, hey, what sign are you? Oh, I can't date you. It ain't about you. It's about the Creator that put those signs in the heaven to tell you a story about Him. He could care less about who dates who and this, that, and the other as far as a sign goes. You understand? Now, you'll date the right person. I understand that. Y'all don't take what I said. He care less about all. He put them up there not for you to get a date. He put them up there for them to tell you about Him. Heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth forth His handiwork. Let me show you some things. That may be a little blurry. And I know you can't see all of these, but those are signs made from the stars and all the 48 constellations and the 12 signs of the zodiac. Now you're saying, what in the world on a Wednesday night? Well, that's why you do it on a Wednesday night. You don't do it on Sunday morning, Lord. People visit, they're like, oh, my God. What kind of church did we go to? These signs, they rotate. If you was to take a line and draw it from the earth straight through the sun, this thing rotates a certain way. And in January, that thing lines up with Capricorn and then so on and so forth and this, that, and the other. And that's your sign. That's when you were, because why? It's all about you. And then it defines your character. No, friend. That Bible and the Lord Jesus Christ will define your character. So don't let the devil take something that God put in the sky and put you in bondage. Well, I'm this and I can't be that. My character's this way. I can't help it. That's just the way I am. I can't help it. That was my sign. That's just where I was born. Baloney. Get in the Bible, say, God, I hate this attitude that I got. I want you to take care of it. It don't make no difference about what sign I'm under. That sign tells me about you, and the sign don't tell me about me. Well, anyway, hallelujah. Now, you see all of this, and you can't understand all of it, and I don't know much about it other than what I've studied about it, but here, is the first sign. Now, let me say this. When you read the modern zodiac signs, it starts with Aries and goes through to Capricorn. Or if you take the daily newspaper, it'll start with Capricorn and go all the way to Sagittarius, right? Is that right? Don't matter. But what they have done, Satan has changed that thing around, and God wanted it to start with Virgo. You know why? Because Virgo means the virgin. This lady has a branch in her right hand and a corn of wheat, a stalk of a corn of wheat in her left hand in the heavens. This is Virgo. Now, that ain't what it looks like if you look like a telescope. This is the outline of the stars, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Then there is a second constellation that goes with Virgo over here, and it's a woman sitting down holding a little baby. Now, you say, preacher, okay. Take your Bible and turn to Genesis chapter number 3. Genesis chapter number 3. And let's look, see what Genesis 3 says. There's a woman here in Genesis chapter 3. About verse number 15. Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. You know what Isaiah 7 and verse 14, for time's sake, don't turn there, but Isaiah 7 and verse 14 says, therefore, a sign. Hallelujah. Isaiah 7, because I don't want to misquote it. Isaiah 7, let me read it to you real quick. 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. You say, preacher, I know the sign. Yeah, but there might have been one up there too. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. How did them wise men find that two-year-old baby? Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Now, you're thinking, well, what in the world has a woman got a branch in her hand for? Okay. Take your Bible and look at Zechariah. Go back to the Old Testament. Well, if you're, okay, Zechariah, toward the end of the Old Testament, Zechariah. Oh, you got to see this. Zechariah chapter number 3 and verse number 8. Zechariah. If you have an old Scofield, it's on page 967. The whole Scofield Reference Bible. Zechariah chapter 3 and verse number 8. You got to see it. It's Wednesday night Bible study. I want you to look at it. Zechariah chapter 3, verse number 8. You there? Say amen. Amen. Hear now, O Joshua the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant, the what? Is branch all capitals? There's a branch in her hand. Now, you say, preacher, what about this corn of wheat, this stalk of wheat over here? Well, if you would look at, let's see, John 12:24. Don't have to turn there, but let me tell you. John 12:24 says, except a corn of wheat fall in the ground and die, it abideth alone. And if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. So you say, preacher, what's this first sign tell us? It tells us that there's a woman. And this woman is going to bring forth a baby. It's going to be a virgin birth because the woman don't have a seed. The seed comes from the man. And when he is born, he's going to be the branch, all capital letters. And he's going to be the corn of wheat that falls in the ground and dies for the sins of the whole world. Stay in your seat. Don't get excited. But the heavens will declare the glory of God. This woman brings forth a virgin birth, brings forth the Lord Jesus Christ, has a branch in one hand, fruitfulness in the other. It'd be the design or the desire of the nations. Virgo, that's where you start. Now, let me show you this, the next sign. We're not going to get all 12. Don't. Hey, relax. We're only going to do a couple. 10 or 12. After Virgo, there's the next sign. Anybody know what it is? Anybody study this much? Libra. Any Libras in here? Libras. Some of you don't. Got Miss Lunaby is a Libra. I don't know what that means. We'll have to ask Brother Jimmy a little later what kind of attitude she has. Personality. This Libra, you know what this word means? It means the scales. The scales. In other words, it's a balancing act. The scales weighing something. And these scales are tipped to one side. Daniel chapter 5 and verse 27 is the handwriting on the wall where Daniel and Belshazzar and all them, they're dancing, having a party, and all of a sudden a hand shows up in the wall and he writes up, "Many, many tickle your forces," which means you've been weighed in the balance and found wanting. Why? You know what one side of the scale means? One side of those scales mean the price deficient. That means that there's one side of that scale is not efficient enough to hold its weight. That means there's one side of that scale that has come short of the glory of God. The other side of that scale means the price sufficient. You have one side that means deficient, which means you lack. The other side is sufficient, which means He was made to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteous of God in Him. You know who balanced the scales for you when you were unbalanced? Well, you're not going to believe this, but you remember Virgo? Virgo had the little secondary consolation over there with the woman sitting in the chair holding the baby. Libra has a secondary consolation as well. It's called a crux. C-R-U-X. Stay in your seat. The heavens will declare the glory of God. Amen. And it will tell you a story. Even if you don't have a Bible on the backside of somewhere, the heavens will declare the glory of God. And He put lights in the firmament. And He made it for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. Amen. He put a crux there. C-R-U-X. That's a Latin word. Means cross. Amen. So the person that's going to put these scales back into balance, because one side is deficient, the other side is sufficient. The guy that's going to weigh the scale and put it back into it, he has to go to a cross. And you see this thing looks like he's been wounded. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities, chastised for our peace with bone. And by His stripes, you're healed. And then there's a crown. Don't want to rush to that real quick. But here, in the skies, there's a Libra, the scales, that's out of balance. And then I'm going to give you one more, because, hallelujah, I just can't wait. But there's another. I've got several verses, and I may do some more of this a little later. I just don't want to bore you with all of it, but I'm telling you, there's some verses that goes with this. Colossians 1:20 talks about Him balancing that thing out, nailing it to His cross, blotting out the handwriting, the ordinances on the wall. Scorpio. Well, when He hung on the cross, I think, do y'all know something about, y'all ever heard preaching about the sting of death on the cross? The sting of death. You say, "Preacher, I don't have nothing to do with the devil." Revelation chapter number 9 will tell you it does. And scorpions are going to come up out of the ground, out of the bottomless pit. Start stinging people. I hope you're not going to be here. I'm going to be watching it from my TV in the sky. See what's going on during the tribulation. Let me turn that on. Boy, I tell you, I'm glad I'm saved. Hallelujah. Boy, he stung that fella. Man, I'm glad I got in. Huh? I mean, you won't be sitting there like a knot on the log. You'll be turning going, "Thank the Lord I got in. Hallelujah. I'm going to bypass the sting." You know, when you're on your deathbed and the sting of death comes your way, he ain't going to be able to sting you. If you're saved, the Lord's done took that sting. But oh, you remember how Virgo had a little secondary constellation, and what was the other one? Libra had a little secondary constellation. Well, this has got another secondary constellation too. You fix it, love it. If y'all hadn't shouted yet, you worked all day, I'm telling you, when I just turn the picture, you just get your songbook, throw it up in the air, knock all the lights out, but it shows a warrior. Genesis 3:15. A woman, I'll put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise his heel, and he shall bruise his head. So not only is there the scorpion there, but the secondary constellation is a warrior who's got one foot on the scorpion's head. Stay in your seat. The other one, he's got a serpent and fixing to choke him out. Hallelujah. You said all that's up there. All that's up there. Why? The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth forth his handiwork. Day unto day, other speech, night and night, will give you knowledge. You ain't even got to have a Bible. You turn the lights out, go outside, look up there. It's right. Every year. You know where this story ends? It starts with Virgo, the virgin. Does anybody know what the end one is? If you start with Virgo, you know who the end one is? Leo, the lion. I'm doing the best I can. I know it's Wednesday night, but this thing's going to end with a lion. And the heavens do declare the glory of God. And the heavens showeth forth his handiwork. Or the firmament showeth forth his handiwork. I'm telling you, it starts out with a virgin, ends with a lion of the tribe of Judah. In about Revelation 19, and that's how that thing. And every year, starting about August, when it starts about Virgo's time, every year tells this same story. From Genesis 3:15, plumb all the way to Revelation 19. It'll start with a virgin. It'll go plumb to the lion. Your whole Bible, the heavens declare the glory of God.
Amen.
Now, what we got to do is keep from changing the glory of God in making it about the creature. And worshiping the creature more than the... You say, "Preacher, I thought there was Bible verses in there." And of course, there's plenty. It talks about, hey, don't be looking at the stars and all the sorceries and the... Hey, that's the devil. That's how the devil has changed the glory of God and made it all about us. No, you don't need to read your horoscope. No, you don't need to study and find out what you're supposed to be doing and who I'm going to run into tomorrow and whether I'm supposed to buy a loaf of bread and whether I do this on this day and all of this on the first moon and all of that. No, don't do that. You know what he put all of that into heaven for? It's for you to know that he gave you a story, and it's the story of redemption in the heavens. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth forth his handiwork. Well, we'll finish. We got three of them. Man, I'm telling you, you wait. I need to tell you a little more about this one, but I'll wait till next week. And you just, man, I'm telling you. You're not going to believe. I can't even wait till next week. I don't know if it's the next. I think it is the next one. After the crucifixion, he puts his foot on it. The next one is a guy with an arrow shooting it up in the air. The ascension. Hallelujah. I got to quit.